Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I can feel a new expression on my face. I can feel a growing sensation taking place. I can hear.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm very excited about having our good friend Marie Dubuque on the show. Marie is a four-year member of our Brain Trust. She's certified life coach, etiquette, social interaction expert. How you like that title? I like that very much. And she's our good friend, Marie Dubuque. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, hi, Jim. Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you back. It's always fun when you join us. So, okay, you want to talk about what happens, how do we deal with a situation where, as my father used to tell me, I've let my mouth overload my backside. That wasn't exactly how he said it, but... he used to tell me that all the time, because I was often saying things that I shouldn't be saying, and you know I was trying to speak truth to power, but he didn't appreciate it like that.
Well, and it's always when you're nervous, right? When you're nervous,
yeah.
And you say something you didn't mean, or you babble on about something, and then you're like, oh my gosh, what did I say? And you can't take it back, because when you try to take it back, you even look sillier than before.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How do you handle that?
So there's
okay,
two.
Let me ask you how
there's,
you, there's, what there, do you do? What do you
two,
do?
There are two scenarios,
situation.
Right? Because one is with a coworker, where
right.
where you just kind of you can either let it fester, or you can go up and straighten it out. But another one is when you pop off with your boss, and that could be a professionally career defining moment, right?
Right. Right. Exactly.
So how do you deal with exactly. with the employee? What do you do?
Well, what I say
a fellow worker,
you,
coworker.
Right, if you're just saying something that makes you look stupid and silly and it's no big deal, you're not hurting anyone's feelings, I would say let it go. Because the more you backtrack, the more people are going to remember it, because otherwise you're just a blip. They're not even on their radar.
You wouldn't
screen.
Go over to the person and say, hey, John, that thing I said, I didn't mean it. I just want you to know that I didn't mean it that way. I'm sorry.
Yes. If you're hurting someone's feelings, yes, absolutely rectify it as quickly as possible, because then it's going to really become a mountain out of a molehill,
right.
And they're going to fester, and they're going to be upset. And
if
and,
you care,
it'll turn into something really big, right?
If you realize that you really did step in it, you know,
right.
But if it's where you said something they didn't like, but you feel justified, you feel like maybe, you know, after you've had time to think about it, well, you know what? It was aggressive, and he didn't like it, but I stand by it. What do you do then?
Right, exactly. Or if it was just something silly that made you look dumb, then don't say anything.
Yeah.
Because people do not remember. I mean,
just forget
you're
it.
Mortified, oh, I said this. But
yeah.
People, they forget, and they don't care. And tomorrow, it's yesterday's news. But yes, mm-hmm. If you hurt somebody's feeling, if you said something wrong that you didn't mean, it came out, you
were
knew
disrespectful
the minute you said
somehow.
It came out wrong, then say, listen, short but sweet, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it, I'm
mm-hmm.
nervous, that's it.
Do it quickly, succinctly. What
yeah.
do you think about, you know, one of my favorite practices for so many things is to sleep on things and
yeah.
see how I feel the next day. And I mean, I wonder if maybe not only, you know, maybe you know you're going to rectify it, but maybe you don't have the right words yet. Maybe you should sleep on it and come back the next day and say, and now you've had time to be reflective and form some words, and now you know how to deal with it. What do you think about that?
Yeah, and then send it, and if in that case, send it in an email, write it down.
Right.
If it's something you have to think about and this was really big.
Write it down and send it to
really
yourself.
Get it
is
off
that what
your
you
chest,
mean?
Edit it.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. Okay. All right. So what if it's your boss?
Oh, my, yeah, yeah. Isn't that the most nightmare scenario? And it happens to everyone.
Yeah.
And again, same kind of a situation. If you just said something dumb that made you look dumb, let it go. Just let it go, because we all do that. But if you said something and you see the look on his face like, uh-oh, I just I just really heard it.
Well, see, in my case, it would be her face.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
Because my boss is the missus.
All right. Well, you know what you need to do, Jim, when you talk to her. And you probably have it down pat. Because you're killing the spot. I still get
in trouble because we work together.
Avoid.
We work together. So she who must be obeyed. But seriously, when you got a boss that's not a family member, if you've done something stupid or if you did something that was, you know, irreverent or disrespectful, any of those cases, you probably ought to go fix that, shouldn't you?
Right. And I would do it. And like you said, I would do it as quickly as possible before it escalates.
Yep.
And he starts telling other people. And then the story changes. And then it becomes bigger. And depending on who your boss is and what type of a person he is, yeah, I would immediately rectify it. But don't grovel. That's the key right here. Don't grovel. Just say, look, I didn't mean it. I'm really sorry. And that's it. Don't go on and on. Oh, I didn't. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I never would say. Yeah, no, because that makes you look powerless. You've got to just be really succinct, quick, and that's it. Fix it. And don't look and feel guilty with that look
and stop it. Yeah. But also, if you did something to the other person, the other coworker that you did that wasn't right, and the boss knows about it, should you, after you apologize to the other worker, should you go to the boss and say, "Hey, boss"?
Yeah, I would.
I just want you to know.
What do you think? What do you think? You're more the expert.
I think that's the right thing to do. I think you should go and say, "Hey, boss, you know, I kind of said something to Bill that I shouldn't have said. I wanted you to know that I went and squared it up with him, and I wanted you to know that I took care of that."
Right. Yeah.
But now, here's a question. We'll talk about in the next segment. Men and women deal with this kind of thing differently, and I want to get Marie's ideas on how that is, how that works out, because men and women are different when it comes to saying I'm sorry. Stay with us. Right back with Marie Dubuque. Find her on YouTube.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.